Okay, we have the privilege, the zechus now, to start learning from the Sefer Shmos, the Avodas Avoda, Tosh Rebbe Zatzal. So as begin, the Rebbe will begin by quoting Psukim from the Parsha, and then he asks several questions on them. So the opening Psukim, Ve'elish Shmos b'nei Yisrael habayim Mitzrayma, Es Yaakov ish uveisu ba'u. Right, these are the names of the B'nai Yisrael that Haboi Mitzrayim came to Mitzrayim. Yaakov and his entire household came, lists off the Shvatim. Vayihi kol nefesh yoytze yerech Yaakov shivim nefesh, v'yosef haya b'Mitzrayim. So, why do we need to be told this again? We already know that the Klal Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim. In fact, we had it back in Parshas Vayigash, where the Chumash writes out and tells us that they came. Pasuk says, "Vnei Yosef, asher yulad lo b'Mitzrayim nefesh shnayim kol nefesh lebeis Yaakov haboa b'Mitzrayim shivim." So we already know that 70 people came down to them. So why is there a extra repetition, so to speak, in the beginning of this week's parsha? It also says in pasuk Heva, Yosef hay b'Mitzrayim. We know that Yosef was already in Mitzrayim. Yarashi points out that this is to tell us that it was the same Yosef, but again, what's the chiddush by telling us that Yosef is in Mitzrayim as well? And finally, there's a medrash. The Rebbe quotes a medrash, Bracious Rabbah. It says, Roy haya Yaakov lirid Mitzrayim b'shal shlushal bars of a klorin. Really, it would have been appropriate for Yaakov to go down to Mitzrayim with chains, in iron. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ni b'chori Yisroel v'ani morido b'bizayon. I'm going to bring him down in a disrespectful way. Ela hareini Moshech es beno lefanav. I'm going to send his son down first. V'hu yorid acharav bal korchan shelo betovaso. He's going to go against his will down to Mitzrayim. I'll send his son. He'll go afterwards. V'horid es hashchina leMitzrayim imo. And then the Shechina will go down with him. So based upon this, the rest. Why did Yaakov have to go down to Mitzrayim in chains against his will? If you think about it, Hashem could have just commanded Yaakov to go down to Mitzrayim, just like when he commanded Avram, Lech Lecha. So Yaakov certainly would have gone. So why is that part of the Medrash, the telling us that this is where Yaakov had to go down? And he also says that his son, so why be Yosef? Why did there have to be a Mechiras Yosef? Why be Davke Yosef? Why did this whole have to unfold? And finally, why did the Shechina have to come afterwards? It says, first your son will go, then Yaakov will go down, then the Shechina will go down. So, in order to begin to explain these questions, to answer them up, so the Tosh Rebbe brings out the Yisod that we're familiar with, that Eretz Yisrael is different than other lands, other countries as well. In other words, every other country, the Ramban al-HaTorah has this idea as well, every other country has a Tsar, an emissary, a Malach, something that all the Hashpa, all the Bracha, all the bounty goes through that Malach, that angel, and then it goes into the country, with the exception of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, as the pasuk says in Parashas Ekev, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Oso. Hashem is seeking out that land. Tomid Enei Hashem Elokecha Bo. The eyes of Hashem are always on them. Mireishis Hashana Ad Acharis Shana, from the beginning till the end of the year. So Eretz Yisrael is different. Our Hashpa directly comes from Havaya Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, based upon this idea that everything from Eretz Yisrael is where Hashem sends his Shefa, it overflows and it spills from Eretz Yisrael to other countries as well. And the Rebbe explains, if Yaakov would have left Eretz Yisrael willingly, that would have, so to speak, shown a separation from the Hashpa. So therefore the Medrash comes and tells us Yaakov had to have gone Bal Korcha. He had to be forced to leave it. Why? Because if he's forced to leave Eretz Yisrael, then that's not going to separate his mind from Eretz Yisrael. That's not going to separate his heart from Eretz Yisrael. And he says a beautiful idea that a person might not be physically in Eretz Yisrael, but if they're thinking about it, if they're yearning for Eretz Yisrael, they're connected to it. In the Rebbe's words, V'toli b'dasa adam, she'im daito mikusheres the Eretz Yisrael, if in your mind you're makusha, you're attached to Israel, azai, af im omi b'shar otos, even if you're standing in a different land, a different country, yochel lekabel hashefa me'eretz Yisrael, you can still receive the bounty that Eretz Yisrael has to give. In fact, it brings it to halacha, Shulchan Aruch, in Orachayim Simon Tzadi Dalid, that when we daven, we have to be facing Eretz Yisrael. We have to be facing Yerushalayim. We have to be facing the Beis HaMikdash. We have to have Kavanah there because that's the place where our Shefa comes out. So now Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, and he's connected to Eretz Yisrael. He enables the Bnei Yisrael not to be affected by the Tsar of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, as we've explained many times, is the place of Tumah, of Ervas Haaretz. It's a place of total impurity. So to be in that type of environment, but still connected to the Shefa of Hashem, which comes through Eretz Yisrael. So then Yosef goes Bal Korcha. Yosef goes down, and that gives us the Koach to withstand, for the Klal Yisrael to withstand all the trials they were going to have, because he's the Midah of Yesod, of the foundation. And when we find by Yosef that throughout the Chumash, we see that the name Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is being used in connection with Yosef, because he's the one who's not separate. Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayhi Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Es Yosef, Vayhi Ish Matzliach, Vayhi Bebeis Adonav Hamitzri, Vayar Adonav His Master Saki Hashem Ito, Yudke Vavke. All the Shefa, even in the place of Mitzrayim, is coming to Yosef because he's connected. Now we understand that's what Dafka why Yosef had to come. Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, Tzadik is Yesod. The Zohar says that one who guards Shmiras HaBris, Yesod, is called a Tzadik. And that's exactly what Yosef did while he was in Mitzrayim. So now that Yosef has come, paved the way, and stood up to the Nisyonos, afterwards comes Yaakov, Bal Korcha, but is with a Kavod. Yaakov doesn't come down with a bizoyon. Yaakov downs with a kavod, and he's remaining attached to Eretz Yisrael. And that's paving the way. Since Yosef did this, and then comes Yaakov, that's what it means at the end of the Medrash. The Shechina can come down. The Shechina comes into Mitzrayim as well. And it's interesting in Parshas Vayigash that it said that Yaakov was afraid. Yaakov didn't want to go down to Mitzrayim. Hashem comes to him in Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Anochi Hakil Elkei Avicha, I am God of your father. Altira, don't be afraid. Merda Mitzrayim, Akil Goy Gadol Asimcha Sham, I'll make you into a great nation, but I'm going with you. The Shekhinah is coming down with him. There wasn't any need to be afraid. How could the Shekhinah, what enabled the Shekhinah come down? Shmiras HaBris, the Yesod, that the Hashpa of Yudke Vavke was still attached through Yosef, through Yaakov, and it comes down. Now we go back to the Parsha. Vayihi. Vayihi, the Vav, and the Yud, and the He, and then another Yud, those are all letters of Havaya, of Hashem's names. How are the Shvatim Zoicha to this level? Because it says, Yosef Haya b'Mitzrayim. What did we need to be tell us for? The Chumash is revealing to us how they were able to get that Hashpa, because Yosef laid the groundwork not to be affected by the Tumah that's taking place. And really, the Rebbe continues, this teaches a very important lesson, how to approach these very auspicious days that we find ourselves. We've entered into the Tekufa, the time period of Shovavim. Shovavim stands for the Parshios of Shmos, Vayera, Bo, Beshalach, Yisro, Mishpatim. It's a time of fixing averos, of correcting misdeeds. And it's a time, these Parshios, where we read about the Gullus Mitzrayim and getting out of it. Now it's interesting, when we look at the Sukkim, it says, Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael Haboim, that are coming. It's present tense. It doesn't say, Bo'u, that came to Mitzrayim. Haboim, it's happening now. As we read these parshios, the Kriya is Ma'or the Zman, that we are doing the same things, just like the Klal Yisrael fixed what they needed to fix in Mitzrayim and elevated the sparks they needed to elevate, so too we're doing that in our daily lives during these weeks of Shovavim. So in our Gullus, we have to act with Mesiris Nefesh for Yisod. When we follow this way, and we have a Mesiris Nefesh, Shmiras Abris, Shmiras Einayim, that brings the Shefa from the shame of Havaya Baruch Hu. The Rebbe brings a beautiful remez for this. If you look at the Pasuk, it says, Mi Ya'alilonu HaShemayma, who will go up to us, Shemayma. So the Rosh Yitevus of Mi Ya'alilonu Shemayma, Mem Yud Lamed He, right? Mila. Mila's Rosh Yitevus. What are the Sof Yitevus? It's Havaya Yud Ke Vavke. So we see that we want the Shefa of Yud Ke Vavke, the Shmiras HaBris. When we realize that that's what causes all the brachas to come into our life, it empowers us, it inspires us. It says in the Pasuk in Kisavo, V'ra'u kol ame ha'aretz, all the nations of the land will see, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. They'll see the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is called upon you, and they'll be afraid. Now, if you think about this, our entire yesod, our entire foundation, just like when you have a building, if the if the foundation is shaky, the building can't stand. The entire yesod for all of our limbs and our body parts comes from the midah of yesod. So if chas v'shalom a person is nichshul in that area, it affects the whole body. But if a person's makadish themselves in that area of yesod, then it's makadish every single one of a person's limbs. But a person has to have the other limbs in working in conjunction with the shmiras hayesod. In other words, there has to be a guarding of one's eyes, what one looks at. There has to be a guarding of what one listens to, places where a person goes. But without that, then you can't have shmiras habris. You know, Chazal tell us, ha'ayin roeh v'ha'lev chomed, when the eye sees something, the heart wants it, the person gets has taivas, and they kriks them. So what our avodas Hashem is during these weeks of Shovavim is to work hard on our thoughts, our words, and our actions, machshava, dibur, v'maisa, to make a seder chadash, that we have to really think about, how am I spending my time? What am I doing with my life? Am I serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way He wants to be? The famous Medrash teaches us that when the Klal Yisrael were crossing Yam Suf, so there was a kitrug, the Samach Mem made an accusation, says, Halu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Halu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Both the non-Jews were worshipping Avodah Zarah and the Jews were worshipping Avodah Zarah. But how could that be? We know Chazal tell us that one of the things that the Klal Yisrael didn't change, they didn't change their names, they didn't change their garments, they weren't Oivdei Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. So how could they come with a taina? How could he come and say that the Jews are worshipping Avodah Zarah? So the Mori Naim answers this by explaining from the Baal Shem Tov, the Pasuk V'sartem V'adhem Elohim Acherim, that you'll turn away and you'll serve foreign gods, other gods. What does that mean? That if you're not thinking about Hashem, Shavisi Hashem L'negdi Tomid, if you're not thinking about Hashem, that's considered as if you've turned away. That we have to realize our machshavas have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if our machshavas are not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's ki'ilu on a certain level, as if we're oivdei avodah zarah, chas v'shalom. But in Mitzrayim, they weren't thinking about Hashem. So fixing our chatayim requires reorienting ourselves and thinking about, again, machshava dibur maisa, TWA, thoughts, words, and actions. So a person has to think and make a real cheshbon ha-nefesh during the weeks of Shovim. How did it happen? How was it that I didn't have Mesiris Nefesh to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have to understand ourselves. And really the Rebbe suggests that we have to mechazik ourselves in particularly for Kriya Shema. Unfortunately, and we're all at times guilty of this, we rush through our Kriya Shema quickly. We don't think about the words. But if we paused and we understood what's a real Kriya Shema, it's O Malchus Shemayim. It's accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I don't just follow my taivas and do whatever I want to. Yesh din v'yesh dayin. We have to understand that there's a cheshbon one has to give. One has to be a mekabel upon themselves. So if a person is just going to fast and to weaken themselves during the days of Shovim, then how are you going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's your koch? You have to daven. You have to learn. So what's the point of that? Really what we have to work on is to be mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, to make ourselves a brand new cheshbon of how we're going to start from now on serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not talking Devarim B'Teilim, coming on time to Seder, coming on time to Davening, coming on time to a Chavrusa. And we have to understand, if we're not doing yet, then we haven't yet understood what really it means, Avodas Hashem. If we mechazik ourselves to Daven slowly, to come to Tefillah on time, that we can start to have a new Derech, a Derech of Torah, a Derech of Kedusha. Really all this is dependent upon Siyata Deshmaya. That we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He should help us, that we should get assistance. Habol Atar Masayin Oso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need your help to ma'or ourselves to do tshuva. And in that zechus of creating a geula pratis, we should be zoich to the geula klalius, a geula for all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be able to fulfill what it says in this week's Haftorah. Uvol oivdim be'eretz Ashur v'anidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yishtachel l'Hashem b'har HaKadosh b'Yerushalayim. We should be zoiche to have Uval Tzion Goyal Bimheira B'Yameinu Mamish.